It has what you call Ayurvedic herbs, and it has lavender herbs in it. It has hibiscus in it. It's just chock full of love.
The natural hair journey can seem challenging and leaving you to feel unsure and stuck. It may not be easy, but it can be simple. In each episode, we'll take a look into strategies so you can gain a better understanding on how to overcome those moments in your natural hair journey. So grab your olive oil and let's comb through those tangles and apply strategies and steps to overcome those roadblocks to having healthy and growing natural hair.
Welcome back. Today we are doing a phenomenal guest live appearance. Today we are going to be talking about how can we make our scalp healthy, y'all, because we tend to focus mostly on our hair, but sometimes we tend to forget that our scalp is very important. So today I am streaming live. I am streaming live and I have a live guest appearance. She has went through her own hair and scalp experiencing through tests and trials. She even got to the point where she found out like, okay, this is the problem that I am experiencing with hair loss, alopecia. But then she rediscovered that it wasn't what she thought it was. It was something else that are commonly found in hair products. So today, I'm going to bring her on so that she can dive deeper so that you can look into other hair ingredients that may be affecting your scalp that may also can result into itchiness or possibly hair loss. Her name is Bianja Edville, and she is the founder and creator of Bay Aroma Natural Hair Care, which specifically addresses healthy scalp in order to promote healthy hair. Welcome, Bianja. Welcome. So glad to have you back.
Thank you. Thank you. Hi, my name is Bianja Edgehill, and I am Bay Aroma Scent. Bay Aroma Scent is a natural hair care line that aids in the health and healing of the scalp. When you have a healthy scalp, you have healthy hair. 10 years ago, I was misdiagnosed. I won't say diagnosed. I was misdiagnosed with an ailment called alopecia, well-known ailment issue that a lot of us as African-American women and even Caucasian women are dealing with this issue of alopecia. But I was misdiagnosed by a dermatologist. And to find out this year that I am allergic to coconut oil. I started having some itching. Well, I was always having itching and burning, not knowing that the issues were resulting from coconut oil. And once I removed the coconut oil from my product, my hair started to flourish. My scalp started to heal. I had no more sore spots in the top of my head and in my temples. And I said, you know what? I'm going to make my own hair products, because it's hard to find products out here that don't have coconut oil or something, a chemical that's derived from coconut oil. So I started Bay Aroma Scent, natural hair care line. And since using my own products and putting in natural organic products, my hair is flourishing and growing.
That is amazing. Okay, so you are telling us that you were misdiagnosed with alopecia. And for those who don't know alopecia is just a language to say hair loss. But her hair loss was not only misdiagnosed, she was also prescribed medication to treat the misdiagnosis. Can you tell us a little bit more on that?
Yes, the medication that was given was topical, and I also endured the injections. Those injections are very painful. My hair grew back, but eventually fell out again. And still thinking, oh, I'm suffering from alopecia. So I started eating different, started, drinking more water and, doing things to heal my gut. thinking that it was my gut that was causing my hair loss, to find out it was just coconut oil, something as simple as coconut oil.
Wow. So how did you discover it was coconut oil? What led to that discovery?
I met a lady on Instagram that sold a hair growth serum. And she asked me to send her some pictures of my hair and my scalp. And because she does a consultation before she makes the product, because she wants to cater her product to your needs. And when I sent her a picture of the top of my head and the back, that's where I was having the most issues. And she said, that looks like a chemical reaction, allergic reaction. And I said, well, you know, I didn't think I was allergic to anything. She was like, no, that's not alopecia. That's an allergic reaction. So she said, well, let's start eliminating. And the first thing she said, eliminate coconut oil out of your products. And she sent me some oil. She sent me a serum without coconut oil. And I had no problem. No problem. And I was using another oil, and I researched the ingredients, and it had coconut oil. And I noticed every time I applied that oil right here to my that spot, I would get itching and burning.
And it's amazing that you said that, because I don't have problems with coconut oil. I've used coconut oil in the past. I haven't been recently using it as much now, because there's different kind of oils, and I don't have that experience. So that is why I know that we are both on the same path of having your own regimen and stop following so much YouTube tutorials, being so much influenced by YouTubers, instead of being influenced by educating and researching your own hair and diving a little deeper onto what works. And that's what we do. We dive deeper into what works, not to exclude the information that may not be helpful, but it's not a one box fit all type of regimen, because right. Our hair is different. So for you to discover on your own, going from a dermatologist, and they're great professionals, but for you to continue to do the research and got the guidance to help you to discover, like, wow, I never knew that this one ingredient was a problem for my hair loss. And now I'm assuming that your hair has actually regrown better. You don't have any itchiness, like you said, correct?
No itching, and it's growing. And it's growing.
But you know, it's growing.
My prayer is that other natural hair companies, or just hair companies altogether, would stop using coconut oil. Even though I know coconut oil is supposed to be good for the hair, but everybody does not take coconut oil. Or if you're going to use it, make another line or a separate line that has no coconut oil in it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So since we're on the line of coconut oil, what have you replaced with coconut oil? What are some other essential oils or penetrating oils or carrying oils, for example, that you may use in your product now that you're not using coconut oil now? What is helping you?
Babassu oil.
Babassu oil. Yes, that is actually secondary to coconut oil.
Yes.
Yes.
Babassu oil. And it is so, it's amazing. It penetrates well. It's not greasy. It absorbs very well.
Oh, thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. So what Biondra is saying, that if you discovered that you are allergic to an ingredient, and more specifically, we're talking about coconut oil, not to exclude saying that coconut oil is not great for your hair, not to say coconut oil will have you experience what she experienced. She's not saying that. What she is saying is that coconut oil for her caused a typical type of hair loss and itchiness, and she had it for such a long time. And Biondra will probably go more into how long she had that alopecia. But however, if you can find an alternate oil that does the same thing, that still be that is still effective for your hair, because coconut oil, one thing about it is very nutritious for the hair, and it penetrates very, very well. So it's going to do its job. But I cannot pronounce. Is it Babassu?
Babassu.
Babassu oil is another oil similar to like coconut oil, but it's less allergic reaction for her. So yes. What she's saying is, don't give up on an oil. Just switch it out and find an oil that does the same thing, but does not give you the same problem. correct?
Right.
Awesome. Can you share us about your hair products now? We would love to know more about them.
Well, like I said, since finding out that coconut oil was the culprit to my hair fall, I created my own hair care line with that did not include coconut oil.
Okay.
So no coconut oil. I have a leave-in, no coconut oil, very moisturizing, and I use Babassu oil instead of coconut oil. So even if you like coconut oil, you still get the benefits of coconut oil, but in a different oil.
Okay.
This here, because my company deals with healthy scalp first. This here is my follicle stimulating oil. This oil here will help with all kinds of scalp issues, psoriasis, dandruff, all that. It has tea tree oil, it has peppermint oil, it has rosemary oil, it has Ayurvedic herbs, and it has lavender herbs in it. It has hibiscus in it. It's just chock full of love in this one bottle. You know, so if you're having any type of psoriasis or any type of itching, any type of scalp issues, this would be the oil that you would purchase.
Wow. Nice.
You know, I have other maintaining products that do not incorporate coconut oil. This is my deep conditioner, my moisturizing deep conditioner. I use a lot of moisturizing products because I'm low porosity. Type 4, but low porosity.
Could you explain what low porosity is for those who may not understand what low porosity is?
Low porosity hair is hair that doesn't absorb water very easily. It will absorb it, but it takes time. You have to hold your hair underneath the water for at least 15 minutes at a time. But once it gets in, it releases quickly. So your hair may dry out very quickly. So what I do to keep my hair moisturized, I may not shampoo every other day, but I at least put some type of fluid and water on my hair, whether it be water or aloe vera juice, something that's water-based. Like my leave-in. My leave-in is water-based. So I use this to re-moisturize my hair like every 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Because low porosity hair can get dry because it doesn't hold moisture very easily.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. For those who have any questions, you can definitely put comments in. We're streaming live, and Bianca is sharing her hair loss experience, alopecia, and what she discovered. It wasn't her gut. It wasn't her gut. It was coconut oil. And we're not downplaying coconut oil. We're just bringing awareness that if you are experiencing a form of hair loss, if you went to get professional help, prescribed products, and you're still experiencing hair loss and itchiness, and you wonder what's going on, it could be a specific ingredient, not just coconut oil. It could be another specific ingredient, but that's going to take time for you to really pay attention, do your research. But her experience was coconut oil, and she switched it out to another helpful oil that does the similar thing as coconut oil. Now, Bianca, I know that you have some before and after pictures, right? Diesel?
Yeah.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, I would like to share those pictures with our viewers so they can see how your hair was before and what it is now. So let me go ahead and see if we can definitely bring that up. Okay, so can you explain what is going on here?
Okay, the first picture on the side, that's right after I cut my locks out.
Down on the lower bottom?
The left side.
Left side, okay.
Yes, that's right after I took my locks out.
Okay.
And this is my scalp. I took my locks out like 3.5-4 years ago. And these pictures are of what my scalp looked like.
Yes, I see it.
My scalp was red and it was inflamed. I mean, even to the touch, my scalp was hurting.
Mm-hmm.
And still not knowing, I'm thinking, oh, this is a alopecia flare-up. And it wasn't. It was from using a product with coconut oil.
So, yes, I do see the visibility of the scalp, especially in the lower part here. I do see it. And the picture above that, is that when your hair started to grow back?
No, those are my edges.
Those are your edges. Okay. Yes, I see them. Okay. And what about this picture right here?
This is a picture now since using my product.
Wow. It's really filled. Okay. So let me go back to the before picture. So the before picture, you had more visible space of scalp exposure. I do see that. I do see that. And now you have less of that and it's actually filling in.
Yes.
Wow. How long did it take for that to come back since you discovered that coconut oil was a problem for you?
Well, I've now been using coconut-free products for the past 6 to 7 months.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. I definitely see an improvement. I definitely see an improvement. So let me go back again. So this is the before picture. I definitely see the space.
Yeah.
And the enlargement of it. And now it's definitely closing in. It's coming together now. And of course, with any hair loss, it's going to take time according to your growth rate and your treatments that you're using. And of course, patience and a healthy scalp and hair regimen. So it's definitely showing its
Want to know how you can support this podcast? First, subscribe to Luminex Essentials Texture Talk podcast and send this link out to all your curly girl friends so that it can sustain its further reach so that they too can become active listeners to receive the benefits and growth in their hair care journey. Now, let's continue on in this episode.
Progress here.
Yes.
Awesome. I'm so glad to see that. So there is hope for those who do have alopecia. And there are things that you need to do in order to improve your scalp health in order to regenerate those follicles to come back in healthy. Okay.
Not just alopecia, any type of hair fall, because hair fall starts with the scalp. And you can have clogged follicles and pores and your hair fall out. From overusing products full of chemicals and silicones and things of that nature. And if you're not detoxing your scalp or cleansing your scalp properly, that can also cause hair fall.
I'm glad you mentioned that because sometimes we don't think about unclogging our own scalp. We think about maybe unclogging our skin, but we don't think about unclogging our pores from our scalp, because if you think about it, our sebum is wonderful, you know, but it limits the reach to what ends. We all know that. But did you know that they can also be buildup of sebum inside of your pores and other products that sits on top, even though you do wash your hair, wash your scalp, but there are remaining sebum that's left behind. So like Beyondra say, if you can clean it up, it can help to open up the scalp and also help your hair follicles, which is the hair that's growing up. And then you can see your hair outside of your scalp grow much easier. So it doesn't feel like it's trapped. So Beyondra, do you have a product that's going to maybe now or sometime in the future to help with cleaning up or unclogging the pores of the scalp?
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Believe me, it's in the making.
Yes.
Right now, what I use is ACV and witch hazel.
Okay.
I have a mixture of ACV and witch hazel and hemp seed oil.
Okay.
And I do a rinse with that and, you know, massaging the scalp. And that's one thing that's very important is daily manipulation of the scalp, massaging the scalp. That will also help to not only bring blood circulation to the scalp, but it also helps to remove dead skin cells and any type of clogging of the pores. Just like a pimple, you squeeze it to get the whatever is underneath, you know, in the pimple out. That's how, when you massage in the scalp, what it will do. It will cause all that, whatever's underneath the skin and in the scalp, to be removed. And when you apply your ACV, massage your scalp. Massage your scalp so it'll cleanse the scalp even better.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So what was that? You said ACV. Is that what was that?
Apple cider vinegar.
Apple cider vinegar. Okay. So yes, apple cider vinegar has its benefits. It's antimicrobial and antifungal. So it can assist in aiding with that of the scalp. As long as we are creating a healthy regimen and we know how to properly use it. So you gotta be careful, even with apple cider vinegar. So as long as you use it appropriately, you don't overuse it either on your scalp. But yes. Awesome.
So anything used excessively can be harmful.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. So you have to create like moderation use. Anything. Yeah. All right. So let's go to your website so we can take a look further on your website. So we're going to go to Bay Aroma Natural Hair Care. So let's go ahead and view her website. And this will be actually included a link if you ladies or gentlemen want to go ahead and view that website and also get with Biandra on a hair consultation. She's actually doing that as well regarding your needs when it comes to healthy scalp and hair, more specifically of her products. But she's also knowledgeable in other natural ingredients as well. So this is her website, Bay Aroma Natural Hair Care. And she first dedicated her intention to healing the scalp. We want to make sure we heal the scalp to promote healthy scalp in order to promote healthy hair, because that's where our hair comes from our scalp. So this is her product line. Again, she's emphasizing healthy scalp grows healthy hair. And she is focusing on DHT blocking herbs. Me being a certified hair loss practitioner, I know what DHT blockers are, but I want Biandra to go ahead and take the lead on this because this is her product and why she has DHT blockers in her follicle stimulating oil. Can you explain more on this, Biandra, for our audience? What is a DHT and why you actually put it in the product itself?
Okay. DHT blocker DHT itself is actually a hormone, male and female pattern. Have you ever heard of male pattern baldness? Women can get that too. So the hormone called DHT, testosterone. It's a long word. And that hormone is actually a sexual hormone for men, but it can cause women, because we have both, we have estrogen and testosterone, it can cause us to have hair fall.
That's correct.
When you have the DHT blockers, they block that hormone so that it's similar to MSM, where MSM extends the growth process, DHT blocks the hair fall process.
Absolutely. So basically what she's saying is like the androgen hormone, the male hormone, we all have it.
Yeah.
We all have it. And as for women, as we tend to get older, typically our estrogen, you know, is kind of flipped. Our estrogen level is kind of flipped and the androgen hormone tends to rise, you know, the testosterone. And with that, it converts into DHT, right? And the DHT, it actually attacks the follicles. And once it attacks the follicles, your hair follicles begin to miniaturize, begin to get smaller. And if it gets smaller, your own hair strand won't thrive. It won't grow as easily as it should. And therefore it stops the growth. Or it just stalls the growth. And then you start seeing balding and spots showing up or thinning of your hair eventually. So that's what it does. So the DHT blocker definitely comes in and it adheres itself to that in order to stop it and in order to create opening of blood flow and nutrients back to the scalp. So that's what it's going to do. It's going to stop that androgen hormone, the testosterone hormone that is converted into DHT.
Yes.
So that is why she actually put the blocker in there to help, you know, to attack that. So the miniaturization of the follicle, the hair can open up and allow the nutrients and the blood flow can get back to the scalp, and now your hair can start to begin to grow. So that is awesome that you have that DHT blocker in there to definitely help with promotion of the scalp, so you can definitely see your hair grow again. Mm-hmm. That's amazing. And of course, Bianca just showed her before and after pictures where you see spaces of her scalp is very visible. And she's been struggling with alopecia. She went to a dermatologist. She got prescriptions. And even the prescription made her hair grow and it fall out immediately. It was just like an ongoing cycle. She thought it was her gut. And more than possibly could be. But then it was the coconut oil was the factor that was carrying her problem for her scalp. And now her scalp is actually thriving. Her hair is growing and is much healthier because she developed products that exclude the coconut oil and also replace them with healthy growing stimulating factors that can promote growth, and a DHT blocker that can help with that as well. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to say about your product?
As far as DHT blockers, though, stinging nettle is a good DHT blocker.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can get your hands on some stinging nettle tea, drink the stinging nettle tea. Even drinking that tea can help block the DHT in your body, the hormone, and stop hair fall. You can also use it as a rinse. Rinse your hair right after shampooing, before conditioning, and that will also help to block the DHT.
So how do you make it? Do you boil it? How is it made?
You take a little of the herb and you boil it and just drink a glass of the tea daily. But I still promote my follicle stimulating oil. When I tell you she has so much herbs in her, it's amazing. Amazing. She has Ayurvedic herbs like amla, Brahmi, cassia. She has so many good herbs to strengthen your hair and also help with the healthy scalp.
Wow. And all those you said, I am not familiar with, but that's where you come in. That is where you come in. Studying those healthy alternative vegan ingredients are very beneficial.
But
one thing I noticed that when it comes to DIY, is always say DIY, but individuals are not formulating their products correctly and just following what they've seen, but they're not having the basic understanding or limited understanding of how everything comes together, the ratio, and how things should be mixed well. Now that you are a product formulator, you understand how they should be mixed well and the purpose of each of those ingredients and how much amount should be put in. Because even with DIY, I notice I get the same complaint with some naturals coming to me. This DIY is not working for me, and I don't know why. What are you doing? Why are you following it? Do you need it for your hair? Is there a specific ingredient that does not agree with your hair and or scalp? So that's where, if you don't understand how to mix products well and understand the balance and the ratios, you should not be doing that at all. You should not be following someone else's DIY. Not to say DIY do not work. They work best if they agree with your hair. They work best if they agree with your scalp. Again, no allergic reaction and no allergens. You're not allergic to it either. And also, you see the result for your scalp and hair. So be very careful on how you are approaching mixing things together and not understanding how it all works together.
Right. Not only just the measurements, but you have to know your porosity of hair. Porosity is very, very important. When you know your porosity, I'm not talking about hair curl typing. Curl typing is it's no need for that. I don't even know who started it. I don't know why they kept it going. But curl typing doesn't matter because we don't have just one curl type on our head. We have multiple curl types. But when you know your porosity, you know how to use product on your hair. You know how it will penetrate. You will know how it will stay. You will know what kind of oil to use. You will know what kind of herb to use. Porosity is key.
Oh, yeah. It's very true. And that's your regimen. That's part of your regimen is knowing your hair porosity and everything else that comes after that, not just products alone, but knowing your own overall hair, how does your hair work for you? So right. when you use a product, that product can work for your hair. So I'm glad that you say one of the key factors is hair porosity. And hair porosity is definitely important because that's, I always say, is part of your hair profile, your hair DNA.
Right.
So when you go ahead and use products, make sure that it works together. They all work together.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Very good. So have you launched your products already? I'm guessing you have launched them already.
Yes, I have. I launched my product last month. Well, Monday. I launched them Monday. And if you go to my website, BEAARONASTENT.com, and you subscribe, you will get 10% off of your order.
Okay. And this is the website, BEAAROMASCENT.com. That's BEAAROMAS as in Sam, C as in cat, EN as in nickel, T.com. BEAAROMASCENT.com. And you can get 10% off your first order. She has a promo for that. So take advantage of that, ladies. So it's all natural ingredients. It doesn't have any coconut oil. If you are allergic to coconut oil, or if you're wondering if coconut oil is causing allergic reaction where you are seeing scalp issues like alopecia, she does have her own product, not just for herself, but for those who are experiencing this as well. So it's good to know that there is something that is out there that does not have coconut oil as an allergic reaction. That's amazing. Thank you so much. Can you share again with us the natural ingredients that you have in your hair products?
Okay, in my follicle stimulating oil, there is Babassu oil, olive oil, castor oil, sunflower oil, amla powder, neem powder. Neem is very good for the scalp. Brahmi powder, ring raj powder, amla powder, gotu kola, that's a DHT blocker. Saw palmetto powder, that's a DHT blocker. Pejum powder, that's a DHT blocker. There's biotin powder, there's MSM powder. Matter of fact, I took the MSM powder out and I put in what is this? Because MSM, it dissolves better in water than it does in oil. So I started using sulfur sublime. This works better than MSM without the side effects. Because okay. MSM can give you headaches and cause you to gain weight.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It has horsetail herb, dried lavender herb, dried rosemary, dried calendula flowers, like chamomile flower, fenugreek seeds, hibiscus flower, and peppermint essential oil, rosemary essential oil.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing that with us. So how can anyone get in contact with you?
They can always go to BEAAROMASCENT.com, and I'm always there. They can also find me on Facebook at BEAAROMASCENT. They can also find me on Instagram at BEAAROMASCENT.com.
Okay. And I'll make sure all of those contact links are provided. So whoever's interested to reach out or to purchase your products for healthy scalp to promote healthy hair can definitely reach out and definitely be a benefit to them as well. Yes. So thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for sharing. I know that you have more gems to say. I know you have so much more gems to say when it comes to healthy hair, and I know you can spit them out when it comes to natural hair ingredients, because that is your area, and we need individuals like you when it comes to understanding and the healthy application when it comes to promoting healthy scalp for hair. So thank you so much. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we close?
I just want to tell the ladies and gentlemen that are on the live, focus more on a healthy scalp. Hair grows all the time. Your hair grows. It never stops growing. What it is, if your hair is balding, that means something is wrong with your follicles. They could be clogged, they could be dormant. You can all, and you can wake them up. And just focus more on the healthy scalp and what you put inside your body. Drink more water, get your health to a good degree. Eliminate any kind of stress. If it don't bring you peace and joy, let it go.
Let it go, y'all. Thank you so much, Bianca, for joining us today, presenting on your Bay Aroma Natural Hair Products. We appreciate you. I appreciate you. It's always be great talking to you. We laugh, we share. I learned so much gems from you. I just like, oh, keep telling me more about this. And again, if anyone to get with Bianca, the link and contact information will be provided. And thank you so much for joining in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Love what you do. And she will do consultation as well. You'd be so surprised. Yes.
The first 50 people that come to my website and subscribe will get a free consultation.
Okay. She said the first individuals that come to her website will get a free consultation. That is a wonderful generosity that you're doing. Thank you so much. Yeah. Okay, so this is Karel Maxinu, your natural hair consultant, author, podcaster, and certified hair loss practitioner, coming to you with Bianca Edgewell, giving us an insight of her product, her story, where she was having alopecia, hair loss, went through a professional dermatologist, got prescribed medication, had adverse reaction from that, thought it was her gut, but it wasn't. Till she discovered it was coconut oil that resulted in an allergic reaction that gave her hair loss and the ongoing itchiness that was unsettling. But now she has developed her own products, not only for herself, but for those who are experiencing similar to what she's going through. So definitely go ahead, check out her website at Bay Aroma Natural Hair Care. And she will definitely connect with you for consultation even deeper than what you can imagine. So thank you so much for taking your time out, tuning in, listening in, and I will see you again on another live. God bless.
God bless.
Thank you so much for supporting Luminex Essentials Texture Talk podcast. If you are ready to join a community of women just like you who want to advance in her knowledge to overcome the struggles, the uncertainties when it comes to managing her textured hair, well, guess what? My community is definitely for you. If you want to join today, definitely click the link below and there you can subscribe to become a monthly member. With that, you get live lesson topics, trainings, you get your own access to your hair portal where I have these great phenomenal bonuses and gifts that are waiting for you. Free consultation with me whenever you feel that you need more support. I am there to guide you and to support you along each way. So if you're ready, definitely click the link below or message me to sign up for the new Natural Hair Community membership, and I will see you inside. Let's get our hair healthy and growing. Remember, girl, you're not alone.